Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything.
And we do mean everything.
Hmm? Yes, even that. Yep, and that too.
Oh, you bet. Definitely that.
Now here's everything you want to know, host Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Yes, it is I, your host, Eric Metaxas. That's why we call this the Eric Metaxas Show. And, you know, on this program, we call it the program about everything, the show about everything. We like to talk about everything from sports, politics, entertainment, faith, whatever it is. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about faith. I am sitting here in the studio. You can tell I have a cold still. Forgive me, but there's nothing I can do about it. I'm sitting here in the studio with Doug Bender, who is the author of a book titled I Choose Peace. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here.
Now, we've got to explain this. A lot of people listening know about I Am Second. I have done a video for I Am Second. Now you have done a video for I Am Second. And this book is a compilation of these amazing stories. But tell my listeners who have no clue what I Am Second is, what it is.
Yeah, well, it is started off as a website. And on this website, you find stories of people who have found God from all kinds of backgrounds. Famous people, regular people, sports, media, all kinds, but each of them have something in common. They found God, and when they found God, they found peace.
Okay, now you are a pastor in the Pittsburgh area.
I am.
What's the church?
It's called the Mon Valley Church.
The what?
The Mon Valley Church.
Mon?
Yeah, you got to be around there to know where that's at. It's Monongahela Valley, but nobody
Monongahela.
Says that. Yeah.
Monongahela Valley. I love the name.
We have a lot of strange names.
The Monongahela. Okay, so it's the Mon Valley Church.
That's right.
Okay, so you're pastor there.
I am.
But you've been involved with I Am Second for a while.
Yeah, almost since it started, about 10 years now.
Okay.
And so I've been writing for them at various capacities, books, social media, blog.
It's such an incredible resource. I just, you know, when I discovered it, I flipped. I said, this is the coolest thing. This is the kind of thing that if I had like money and resources, I would just say, hey, we need to do something. Somebody needs to do something like this. Let's do this. You guys have done it. And it is just fantastic. So people go to IamSecond.com. They can check it out like right now.
Oh, yeah.
I recommend it very highly, folks. This is tremendous. You can watch one of these a day. These are short. How long are these actually? How many of them are there?
Yeah, there's over 130 short films. Most of them are about 7 or 8 minutes. We have also even full-length documentaries. So there's a little bit of everything for you.
But it's mostly these very short films, people sitting in this iconic white chair with a black background. They encourage you to wear like black clothes. So I didn't really own black clothes. So I think somebody bought me like some kind of a zip-up sweater, black sweater to wear.
Yeah, we come prepared with a whole sheet worth of black clothing for folks.
Yeah, and so it's a very spare, beautifully how do I put this? It's a very beautifully designed, iconic look. It's very aesthetically plain, and just to highlight the speaker telling the story. And you do have tons of famous people telling their stories about how they found God. I mean, who are some of the people that you've got in here?
Oh, yeah. We have everyone from Kathy Lee Gifford, the Chip and Joanna Gaines. We have...
Well, not just in this in the new book, but I'm saying on the whole website.
Whole website, yeah. We have... you know, a lot of baseball, football. So we have Josh Hamilton, used to be big in the Texas Rangers. We have Brian Welch, former, well, he's back with the Korn. And
musician.
Musician. We have famous authors like Eric Metaxas on there, too.
That was a great honor when I was asked to be one of the, to do a video for I Am Second. Because, you know, it's interesting because, Doug, not a lot of people have stories like this, but some people do. And I'm one of those people that, you know, around my 25th birthday, I had a just drop-dead, miraculous experience. I went from not being a believer, shazam, to believing in Jesus. I didn't really ask for it. I mean, I was kind of hoping, but I just didn't believe it was true. And I had a miraculous experience. And to explain that in a really short video is not easy.
It's not.
And you guys managed to cut it down so that it makes perfect sense. So people, I mean, I always tell people, if you want to know my story, go to my website and click on the I Am Second video, because it's the best version out there of me telling my story of coming to faith.
I'm glad you feel that way. You know, I've always loved and gravitated towards your story. We have a lot of different kinds of stories. I think yours is very unique in the sense that it was very much a philosophical journey. And that was a part of the spiritual side of people's lives that you helped us tell, because a lot of them are from different sides, but yours had that philosophical side that I think really people gravitate towards.
Well, again, I didn't make it up. It's like it happened to me, but you have so many people that are famous in here telling their stories. And so specifically the reason you're here today from Pittsburgh is because I Am Second has published a third book where you include these stories. This one is called I Choose Peace, and it features Kathy Lee Gifford, Phil Robertson, me, as you mentioned, Jose Pujols, Brian Head Welch of Korn. We've had him on this program. We've had Phil Robertson on this program, but this is them telling their story of how they came to faith.
Yeah.
So what are the other two books before this one? Because this is the third volume, and these are they're just so great to read. I mean, to you know, it's almost like you could do your quiet time by reading this story, because it encourages you to think about how God moves in people's lives.
Yeah, and, you know, I always like to say that I consider it the lost people safe. You know, sometimes you get Christian books and you're like, I'm not sure if my friend who doesn't go to church could read this. But this is one of those things that this is actually designed for someone that could be far from God,
right?
But wants to know more. The first book it's called I Am Second, and it tells about 15 different stories of people who found God. The follow-up to that one was called Live Second, and it's a daily reader, daily devotional. It's meant to be if you're inspired by these stories and you say, you know what, I wish I could experience that kind of life. Well, Live Second is designed to say, well, here you go. Here's one day at a time what it would look like to live this kind of life.
Well, we should be clear, too, that the title I Am Second means God is first. And sometimes you have an experience in life where it happens that you suddenly encounter God and you realize, okay, God, you're God, I'm not. And so to say I Am Second is kind of a clever way of putting it. I run in my I Am Second t-shirt, and I was running you know, Central Park or something, and some guy, he just looks at me and he goes, who's first? And I had no idea what he's talking about. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, who's first? And then I realized I'm wearing the shirt, and I said, Jesus. And he looked at me like, oh. Like he was like blown away that I said Jesus. But, just was so – it is a kind of a way – to engage people in conversation.
It is.
Like, what happened to you?
In fact, when we sell our merchandise, our t-shirts, whatever, they come with a tag. The tag always says, warning, will spark conversation.
Yeah.
Because it happens. Because I'm wearing a t-shirt today, and people in the airport, people out in the street, they'll say, "What is who's first?" Sometimes they have a confused look on their face. Sometimes they're worried that you're putting yourself down and say, "No, man, you're first, man."
Yeah.
And then I get to, but either way, it's a chance to say who Jesus is, who's
yeah.
first.
Oh, it's so brilliant. That's what I was going to say. When I discovered this, I thought this is the kind of thing that if I had the ability, I would say, let's do something like this. And then I realized, no, it already exists. And people can go to IamSecond.com. And again, there are a ton of videos, some really famous people from every walk of life. I mean, that's what amazes yeah. me. I'll pull up the video website in a second, because it's just so... The range of people, I mean, a lot of sports heroes, a lot of people from entertainment, some people you never heard of, some people whose stories are just crazy interesting. Like, yeah. there's some stories on there that I just thought, wow, this is radical. And,
yeah.
and I never, you know, but just really, really cool stuff. So, folks, the book is called I Choose Peace. It's the third in this series of books taken from these I Am Second stories. We will be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
On the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you.
Hey there, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are talking about I Am Second, a brilliant media idea. IamSecond.com is the website. All these amazing, very short films, which you've got to watch. You've just got, I don't care who you are, where you are, you've got to go to IamSecond.com and check these out. I'm sitting here with Doug Bender, who is a pastor in the Pittsburgh area who's been affiliated with I Am Second. And Doug, your story of finding God is in the book that I'm holding in my hand right now. My story is also in the book. I know my story, but I don't know your story. What is your story?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been following Jesus for all my life. I don't really remember a time where I didn't. But even if you've been with God a long time, there are these chapters in life, chapters in that story. One of the big chapters in mine was my wife and I had trouble having kids. And we had one child, and then we had trouble having another. We had a miscarriage. And then we had a stillborn. And I remember well the day we found out that this child we were expecting was not going to make it because my second book was due to the publisher that day. And I had skipped the sonogram because I said, Kath, I've got to turn in this book. It's due by the end of the day. I've got some edits I have to do. And so I missed the sonogram. And in the midst of those of writing, I got a text. And she texted me, sonographer says baby is not compatible with life. And that was it. And so I remember sending off the last couple chapters there. I know there's some missing commas, but I just got to go. I got to go. And I sent off to publishers. And it kind of started this journey with God of realizing you can live your life following after God and trying to do good things. And you know what? Bad things still happen. And I had to come to terms with that in a very real way. I'd been telling the stories of people who had had that story or stories like it for many years, but to experience it firsthand and even to experience it while I'm helping other people tell their stories was quite the journey for me.
Well, that's such a strange way for a doctor to put something like that. I mean, the baby had died.
Would die.
Now, yeah. How do they know that? I have to just ask. I don't understand.
Yeah. There was a genetic malformations, and they were saying we're expecting the matter of weeks that the baby won't make it. She's alive now, but we're expecting any time now that she will pass. And we had to work through, you know, various medical options for that. And, it was a very striking way to say it. I remember that. It was very matter of fact, very medically, if that's a word.
It's not a word, but I'll let it go. I mean, seriously though, it's an ugly term. It's a ridiculous term to say not compatible. What does that mean? You know, say right. What you mean. And this is a euphemism. And euphemisms can be offensive because they are sort of not telling the truth. They're kind of trying to elide the ugliness of the reality that you're facing. And they don't do such a good job. Sometimes it's better just to face the horror than to hear this kind of euphemism like, excuse me, what? What are you saying? And you're –
So this must have devastated you and your wife. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. It certainly did. And then, you know, after this, and the baby did end up passing just a few weeks after this, and we tried to have another baby, tried to get pregnant, and things weren't happening. And so we went to this specialist, fertility specialist, and I remember he ran a whole battery of tests, and he brought us into his office, sat us down, and he said, I got to tell you what the tests have said. And first thing you need to know is I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this a long time. So when I tell you this, I do think I can help you, but there is, when I look at your tests, there is no way you can have kids, either one of you. And now at that point, we already had a kid. And so we asked him, well, we have a child now. And he goes, I know you do. The only way I, as a medical professional, can explain that is it was an Abraham and Sarah situation. It was a miracle from God. And aside from medical intervention, the only way you'll have another one is another miracle.
Wow. I mean, that's just crazy. Now, but you're saying that the doctor was saying it had to do with both of you, not just your wife.
Yes.
Because when she says you can't have a kid, obviously you know you can't have a kid, but she's saying that right. Your wife can't have a kid if she's married to you because the two of you have issues that make it impossible.
And that was his conclusion. And, you know, we started going down that route of fertility treatment, and it can get complicated and expensive real fast. And it came a certain point where we said we didn't want to go any further. We'll just have to accept the different path in life that God had apparently is going to be sending us down now.
Right.
And those dreams of, you know, big Christmas get-togethers with all the kids, it wasn't going to happen. And then we got pregnant. And we now have four kids.
You have four kids.
We have
four
kids.
Did you go back to the doctor and say, ha ha, I think it's important that you follow up. You go back to the doctor and you say, excuse me, can we have a word? And he says, yes, what's on your mind? And you just go, ha ha, it's very important, Doug, please.
Yeah.
All right, take the time. Now, seriously, did you go back to the doctor? Does the doctor know?
The doctor does.
This is the dude that said it's got to be a miracle.
You know, we did.
I mean, what, four kids?
Yeah, and he was a man of faith. And so when he said this was a Abraham and Sarah situation.
I was going to say, that's not a typical reference, right?
Right. He was, in the same sense, hopeful, but also being clear on the medical circumstance. He goes, we can pray for a miracle, and he encourages us to pray for one.
Oh, that's so cool.
He said,
that's so cool to have a doctor that would do that.
It really was. It was encouraging and helpful in those moments. But, you know, and also have him to say, I will bring my expertise to the table. But all along the way, let's pray for God to intervene.
Okay, so I'm glad you didn't go back and say, ha ha. But seriously, that's just astounding that, I mean, he's obviously a sober, bright man, and he's telling you can't happen, and it happened four times.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you tell that story in the book that I'm looking at right now. I Choose Peace. Now, I want my listeners to know that in this book, well, we'll talk about the book in a second, but the website has stories. Sean Johnson, who is the amazing Olympic gymnast, Scott Hamilton, who is a skater in the Olympics, Kathy Lee Gifford, Ainsley Earhart. I mean, it's a who's who of celebrities. But then there are a lot of people that you haven't heard of. Remy Adeleke, I just saw him recently in Anaheim, California. I've gotten to know him. I've interviewed him on the program. He is amazing. He was a Navy SEAL, and now he stars in these Transformers movies. And he has a crazy story of coming to faith. Chip and Joanna Gaines are in here. I mean, it really is. It's fun to read the stories of people coming to faith because every single one is different.
It is. And that's the beauty of what God does, in that while in one sense it's the same every time, in that he brings hope, he brings peace, he brings joy in a person's life, but how that happens is so different every time. It seems that he just is very creative. And you see that in that every person's story is unique and different, but also very powerful.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to think, God's pretty creative. In fact, he invented creativity itself, right? I mean, it's just looniness. You have Phil Robertson and his wife, Kay Robertson, Miss Kay, people who know the program. Brian Head Welch is the lead guitarist for Korn, which is this death metal band. I've interviewed him on this program. Albert Pujols, one of the greatest baseball players of our time, he's in the story. He's in this book, and he's on the website. So the website has tons of people on it, but this book, which is the third, just has a smaller portion of them. But I really was shocked to see that I myself am in the book.
Yeah.
So I if you want to know my story, it's in the book.
You know, and Brian's story, Brian Welch's, is the only one that actually is in both the first book and in this book. Because his story was very different each time. When we first got his story, almost 8-9 years ago, he had just started following Jesus, had quit the band, he was changing his life.
Right.
Well, when you start following Jesus, everything doesn't always just work out perfectly afterwards.
Right.
And he kind of found that out the hard way. And so he spent the next 8 years really, really challenged, really stripped away from everything. And so we wanted to tell that the rest of that story, and that's why I put him in this next book.
No, his story is so beautiful. He's such a deeply authentic person, just wonderful. Folks, we're going to be right back. The title of the book is I Choose Peace. The website, IamSecond.com. You've got to check it out. We'll be right back.
I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans at the impeachment inquiry hearing that is underway have questioned Ambassador Gordon Sondland to clarify his understanding of quid pro quo from his morning testimony. Contrary to Democrat claims, Mr. Sondland is saying that he had no direct knowledge of President Trump conditioning U.S. aid to Ukraine to any corruption investigations of the national energy company Burisma, nor by extension to the Bidens. General Motors is suing Fiat Chrysler, alleging that its crosstown rival got an unfair business advantage by bribing officials of the United Auto Workers Union. The lawsuit alleges that FCA was involved in racketeering by paying millions in bribes to get concessions and gain advantages in three labor agreements with the union. On Wall Street, the Dow down 151 points, the NASDAQ 60 points lower. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Doug Bender, who has written a book called I Choose Peace, a compilation of these amazing faith stories from the I Am Second website, IamSecond.com. What are some of the stories that are featured in this book that I'm looking at, Doug?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of stories. Kathy Lee Gifford, the Robertsons are in there, Albert Pujols. We also have others. One of my favorites is Austin Carlisle. He used to be a lead singer for Of Mice and Men. His is a very unique story. Most of the time you think of a story, it's a rags to riches. His is a riches to rags. And yet it was only when he lost everything that he found peace. So we tell stories of all sorts, but those are some of the highlights.
And the supermodel Kathy Ireland, her story is in here. A lot of people wouldn't know that she's a Christian. She's a very serious Christian. I've had the privilege of meeting her a couple of times. And who is... Duchy Bradley?
What, Dutch Bradley.
Oh, Dutch?
Yeah.
Who is Dutch Bradley? Because every time I've seen that video, I mean, I probably watched it at one point, but like I've never seen like a scarier looking dude. Who is this guy?
Well,
Dutch Bradley.
Scariness used to be part of his job description. He was a bodyguard for Mariah Carey for a while.
Wow.
And he also had a side job of importing drugs. And so...
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We want to be very clear. We're not here to judge. So he was a drug smuggler?
He was. And so his story is very much coming out of that scene.
I like the way you say importing drugs.
That's right.
Yeah, importing. I'm an importer-exporter. What do you import and export? None of your business. I'll kill you. Okay, so his story is in here. Clayton Kershaw.
Yes. So great pitcher. Also great man of God. Fantastic story. Yeah.
R.A. Dickey, that's one of my favorite stories of all time. I cannot believe what a crazy story that is.
Crazy story indeed. Yeah, one of my favorite stories. A big part of his story is he nearly drowned himself in the Missouri River.
Yeah.
And it was really on the bottom of that river about to die when he had a moment with God.
I mean, there's certain things you can't make up. There are very few things that I read that stop me utterly. And R.A. Dickey, we've got to explain who he is. R.A. Dickey is one of the finest pitchers in the history of baseball. He was with the New York Mets a few years ago. And, of course, I'm a Mets fan. I grew up in Queens, New York, about a mile from Shea Stadium. And when I found out that they had this knuckleball pitcher on their team, I thought, knuckleballer, that is so rare. So R.A. Dickey's a knuckleball pitcher. Then I find out that the dude was an English major. And I thought, what? Like an English major, he studied literature, and you know, so I started looking into him, and then I find out, oh my gosh, he's a Christian, like a serious Christian. And so I actually met him for lunch with my daughter in the Nashville area where he lives, and I said, this guy is, there's nobody like him. And when he came out with his book, there's a line in there when he's in the Missouri River, he's swimming across the Missouri River, and he's basically drowning.
Yeah.
And he has a line in there that he's going underwater, and he said he was crying underwater. Like the idea of crying tears underwater and drowning and then somehow genuinely, miraculously survives. But he was abused sexually as a kid. Horrible, crazy story.
Yeah.
And then he finds God, and then he wins the Cy Young Award, a knuckleball pitcher.
In fact, the only knuckleball pitcher to ever win
ever.
It. Ever. So he is truly the master of the knuckleball. Yeah, and it was on that bottom of the river. He was in his head. He said, this is my last breath. And the next one, I'm going to suck in water. And he said, I'm going to die. And that's when, that miraculous intervention. His foot touched the bottom, and he kicked up, and he survived. But it was in that moment that he needed a divine intervention. And I've been fascinated, as I've been telling these stories for 10 years now, to see how miracles have been going on even today. It didn't end when the Bible was finished.
How dare you? so you're not a cessationist.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to be a cessationist when you know people, that have experienced flat-out miracles. There's no other way around it.
Yeah.
It gets, theologically difficult.
It does.
But you're right. There's so many stories. Now,
a big name in here is also Lecrae.
Yes.
Tell us, what is Lecrae's story?
Yeah.
Or who he is for people listening who don't know.
A hip-hop artist, one of the best, Lecrae. His story is quite phenomenal, a journey with dealing with fatherlessness. And what he discovered is that God can be many things for you, but he can also be your father. And for a man who grew up without a father, without a father presence, he struggled with that. And as with many people in that background, he tried a lot of replacements. And he found that the only true replacement, the only one who could really be the father he needed, was God. And so his story really wraps around that one central idea. So, and you still see it in his music. When he puts out his music, he's still singing about this, still telling that basic truth that God can be your father.
It's amazing. Lecrae to Michael W. Smith. I mean, there's musicians. There's everything. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Doug Bender. The book is I Choose Peace, and the website, IamSecond.com. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. World Kindness Day was November 13th. And if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My Plug-In Pest-Free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest Free.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Supertramp. And I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Doug Bender. The book is I Choose Peace, part of the I Am Second book series. There's so many names in the I Am Second at the I Am Second website. Bethany Hamilton, she's the young woman, the surfer, who had her arm bitten off by a shark.
Yes.
And they made a movie about her called Soul Surfer, which I saw. I had the privilege of meeting her. Amazing story, but her story is in here.
Yes. In fact, her story was actually in the first book, and it's a powerful story. A surfer at the top of her game goes out one day, and a shark attacks her, takes her arm. And telling that story, not just of the physical recovery or the sports recovery, and she's back at the top of her game, but the spiritual and emotional side of it. Because there's a lot that happens to a person's soul, to a person's just emotional well-being when you have that drastic a change in your life. So we tell that story.
Yeah, it's there's so many of these stories. Daryl Waltrip is in here.
Yeah, great race legend. And his story, a bit of a wild journey in his life. Of course, his amazing feats in racing. But through it all, God met him right there on the racetrack, and he wasn't searching for God, but God found him.
Yeah, I mean, there are people from every walk of life. As I look through this, I mean, and there are some people who I don't know, but I know that their stories. I keep saying to friends that, you know, if you don't know what to do in your quiet time, like you're kind of thinking of a way to get close to God, sometimes hearing a story, and they're short, but of somebody's dramatic, miraculous encounter with God, it's so moving and so it's just so inspiring. And there are just so many of them. As I said, you know, Tony Evans, incredible pastor, lots of people. And then the funny thing, too, is there are people in here that you'll meet them and you'll feel like you know them once you hear their story, because people are really pouring their guts out. This is not just, you know, let me give you my little testimony. This is really whatever. Tony Dungy's another one. Like, what a hero. Tony, yeah. Dungy, he's been on this program. You know, when I found out that this great, great man was a man of serious Christian faith, I was really moved by that.
Yeah. And, you know, when he... Before he was the famous coach that we all know him to be now, he was fired. And that, what that did to him and what that did to his spiritual life and to his family even, was part of what the story we wanted to help him tell.
Right.
And because he really had to figure out what it is God has for his life, because when you get fired, no matter what your job is, that rocks you.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then you also have the pastor, Jack Graham. He's become a friend. He's the pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church. Gigantic church in the Dallas area, but I've gotten to know Jack, and he's the real deal. Great sense of humor, just a great man. And so, yeah, you've got pastors, you've got drug addicts, you've got everybody in here.
And one of the things we purposely have done is, as well as getting some well-known people, famous people, athletes, media personalities, we also have a lot of stories of just regular people. We have a couple of like former prostitutes, businessmen, just regular people too. And I've often said that people come to the website because they saw that there was a famous person there, but they end up staying and coming back because they found some normal person's story and they said, wow, that guy's like me.
That person has a story that I understand.
Yeah, I know that the story of Anne Rice is in here. She's the woman who, you know, wrote all those vampire books. And I thought, she can't possibly be a Christian. And when you hear her tell her story, you get a whole different view of this woman. I know that it's at least worth listening to that one. And then Annie Laubert is, I've met her a few times. What a moving story hers is.
Really is.
Of being a prostitute, like you said, that, and then talking about how God met her and how she's dedicated her whole life to reaching women who are in that life. I mean, you think, wow.
Right.
This is a woman who says, I was there. I know what you're going through. Jesus is your answer. And the name of her organization is Hookers for Jesus, which I disapprove of. But I got to tell you, it works. She reaches people. And I mean, but just that. People would never think that a woman could come out of that lifestyle and then dedicate her life to reaching all of these women who are where she was.
Yeah, and she says now, you know, she still walks the same streets she used to walk, except now she is looking for women who need help, who have been abused, who have been trafficked, who have been put in a place in life that they don't know if they have answers or a route out. And so she still walks the same streets, except now she's saving people.
We've got to talk about Joe Gibbs.
Oh, yes. Fantastic story. He has told this story for many years, but we were blessed to have him be able to sit down and share his story in a whole new light. And a very old friend of our organization. In fact, I think he was one of our original stories. We put out, I think it was just 12 or 15 stories, and his was one of our originals.
And this is the football Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
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 Well, now, Kathy Lee Gifford is the one. The book that I'm holding on, because we're talking about what's on the website, but the book itself that I'm holding right now, this is the new book, has, I mentioned my story is in here, and your story is in here, but also the story of Kathy Lee Gifford. A lot of people don't know her story, that she was raised in a Jewish home, that she's ethnically Jewish.
Yeah.
Kind of amazing.
It is, and it was at a Billy Graham event back when she was a kid that she first encountered the gospel message, the message of Jesus, and that kind of sent her life in a very different direction than it otherwise would have. But also a big part of her story came later as dealing with the various things that came up in her marriage and her husband passing not too long ago.
Yeah.
And just a great, phenomenal story.
We're going to be right back. Final segment with Doug Bender. The book is I Choose Peace. The website, IamSecond.com. Folks, you owe it to yourself. Send it to your friends. There are tons of people that don't know about this. Put this on social media, IamSecond.com. People need to know this is out there. It's an amazing resource. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Democrat-led House impeachment inquiry has sought the bombshell of a quid pro quo. So have they found it. As correspondent Bernie Bennett reports, Gordon Sondland's testimony cuts both ways.
EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland told the House Intelligence Committee that he and his colleagues heard a specific and pointed order from Presidential Attorney Rudolph Giuliani about White House policy toward Ukraine.
As I testified previously, Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo
for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
Many media outlets are not including remarks he made about President Trump when questioned by Democratic counsel Daniel Goldman.
President Trump never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on the meetings.
Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 125, the NASDAQ off 52 points. This is SRN News.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What? Who picked this song? You're fired. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a beautiful song, actually. Actually, I can make the case for that song, but I'm not going to do it right now. I choose simply to be offended on a very superficial level. I'm talking to the editor of the book I Choose Peace, Doug Bender. The ministry is IamSecond.com. In this book is the story of Sean Johnson. Is that right?
It is.
Okay, Sean Johnson, the Olympian.
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing story. You know, everybody knows that she has won all these medals, but what she tells in her story here is when she won silver in all around, her life dream, the thing she had pointed everything in her life around, was actually gold. And now we just say that like that's not a big deal, but she has been doing this since she was 6 years old and aiming everything. I mean, even as a kid, spending 40, 50 hours a week training.
Right.
And when she didn't get it, it rocked her. And she had to assess, like, what am I doing in life? And so that's one of the stories we tell, and what it looks like to have peace when disappointments come, when life just doesn't work out. Because, you know what? Life just doesn't always work out.
And let's talk about Chip and Joanna Gaines. For people who know nothing about them, who are they?
Yes, they are famous from HGTV. They buy houses and fix them up, and they tell you how to do it. And they make it look so easy. But one of the great things about their show that everybody gravitates towards is their relationship. They are such opposites, but they love each other so deeply.
Like they are opposites. She's a woman, and he turns out to be a dude. Couldn't get more opposite than that.
And he is wild and spontaneous, and she is as ordered as you can come. And watching those two interact is just – it's a riot. And but we get to interact with him. And I found it fascinating to see, you know what? They are exactly the same when they're not on camera as when they are. They love each other. They love God. And they love fixing houses.
Yeah.
And that's just who they are.
And they went through a rocky time, didn't they? Weren't they being attacked because they're Christians and HGTV?
Yes, they had a lot of rocky times. I mean, they are not secretive about their faith. They're very open about it. And in the media world, you don't always get well received in that. And so that's one of the things we've always tried to help people with is, hey, we can help get your story out. Because as much as they would love to just sit down with their audience on HGTV.
Couldn't
get that out. They can't just sit down and tell their story, and so we help them tell that.
Yeah. Well, the same with a lot of the folks in here that you just would not know. You know, when we just mentioned Sean Johnson, there are a lot of people that you see them, and you're not aware that at the center of their life is Jesus. And I think it's encouraging to people because, again, we live in a culture where that's scary for people. People say, like, I don't know, I don't want to say it. People are going to look at me funny. And I think, hey, people are dying for the faith all over the world since the beginning of the faith. And you should at least be willing to be out there, because there's so many people that are hungry to know, is this real?
Exactly.
And when they hear your story, they think, well, I don't think he's making it up.
Right.
This sounds pretty real to me.
And that's one of the things all of them have in common, is this idea that not only do they have this story, but they don't want to keep it personal or just themselves. They feel like it's something that needs to be shared. And I think that that can't be more true, that when God is, when the God of the universe shows up and does something in your life, speaks to you, changes you, that's something to talk about. I mean, we talk about all sorts of things.
Can you, I mean, can you imagine? And again, it's a miracle.
Yes.
Miracles happen. They've happened to you. They've happened to me. And we need to be vocal about it. And people can make of it what they will, but we're certainly not making it up. We're out of time. Doug Bender, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, the book is I Choose Peace. It's the third in the I Am Second book series. IamSecond.com is the website. You must go to it. It is a tremendous resource. You can send the videos to your friends that don't know God. It is absolutely something that if I could have dreamed it up, I think I'd like to think I would have, but I didn't. They did. It exists. Check it out.